The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3. The game. It's Friday. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. And we always enjoy that. We especially always enjoy our conversation with our next guest. Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is on the line with us. Hello, Chris. What's up?
Man, what is going on, fellas? Are y'all excited about Monday night to see the Buckeyes get after those Irish?
Oh, so now you're a Buckeyes fan again, okay? You pick Michigan against your alma mater underdogs.
Hey, you can't tell nobody that.
Hey, you did it. I'm not gonna let you live that down.
I know.
Come on,
how y'all
now,
fellas, doing y'all good?
We're good. What do you think about that game? I'm not as excited about it because, you know, look, I'm a Southern boy, SEC.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I roll. But it's two historic programs, and I know it'll probably be a good game.
You know, I'm kind of conflicted. I mean, and I know this sounds kind of weird because I play for the Buckeyes. You know, I bled and sweat. You know, I play with Eddie George. You know, Terry Glenn, rest his soul. You know, guys like that. But then I look at this Notre Dame team, and I have so much respect for the coach on, you know, how he treats his players, how he built up the program, but how, you know, he just loves those kids. And I'm just kind of conflicted. Who am I going to pick? Because I love my Buckeyes, but then I love what this coach does and how he builds the right way. So I'm just going to kind of see what happens.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman with Notre Dame. I mean, he is I'm with you, Chris. Like, it's one of those guys that, like, the more I listen to him, the more I become a fan, and I think sports in general need more guys like that. You know, you can tell they love what they do and they love mentoring young men.
Yeah, but see, here's the great part about it is when he gets up there and he does an interview, and the media starts bragging on a head coach, he doesn't say anything. The players say it. They say, "Hold up, coach. Let me tell you about how my coach, how, what he did, and how he listens to us, how he respects everybody, and just that's how I want to coach, and how you don't just build the football player up, you build the man up, and you can see it in those guys' eyes. They'll run through a wall for that cat."
Looking at the Titans, is now they're very much in the off season. Actually, I want to start with this. Mike Vrabel gets the Patriots job. Uh-huh. What do you think about that, and how, you know, you've seen this for years of a guy that, you know, has the head coaching opportunity the first time.
Yeah.
They get fired, they go in the second time, and a lot of times the second time is better than the first. I feel like Mike was a really good coach here. Yes. I feel like New England's getting the same.
I think they are. I mean, if you look at when Mike Vrabel came in, this kind of organization was in, you know, disarray, and, you know, they had a couple of years where they were bad, and he brought structure. He brought structure to, you know, guys playing hard on the field, structure of, you know, keeping guys accountable, or keeping coaches accountable, keeping players accountable to go out there and make plays. So now you're going through a situation to where that's what, you know, the Patriots way is built on. It's hard, tough nose, you know, accountability, making sure guys are in a place, you know, paying attention to details, doing all those things that you want. So when you have a position, it opens up for him, you know, with the New England Patriots. It was just tailor-made for this guy because why? He played for the Patriots, and now he's going to coach for the Patriots, and it's a match made in heaven.
All right, what do you remember? I know you've been asked this before, but not by me. You played with him at Ohio State, Vrabel, for a couple of years. What do you remember about him at Ohio State? What stands out?
Mean. I mean, he was mean. And when I say mean in a good way, not mean off the field, but when you get on the field, he wasn't going to take no for an answer. And when he came in to Ohio State, everybody's talking about how slow he was, and he couldn't do this and do that, and he can't play at this level, whatever it is. but he just had a tenacity to work, to outwork you. He paid attention to details. He listened to the coaches, and he'll tear your helmet off. So when you have a guy with that tenacity, that big, that mean, he just brings a force to just, man, he's an outstanding player.
You also played with a guy that's getting a lot of hate these last couple of months, and Kirk Herbstreit. What do you remember about him at Ohio State?
I played with him 1 year. I think it was in 1992. This is just my opinion. He was just a winner. I mean, he wasn't really fast. He didn't have a strong arm. And I'm not exaggerating. He probably ran about a 5.7 in a 40. But then I'll never forget. There's two games I'll never forget. We were playing the Syracuse Orangemen. They were ranked fourth in the country. We wasn't ranked at that time. And I remember him calling the team in. He said, you know what, I don't care what they're ranked. We're going to go out there and beat them. And then I remember he lined everybody up two by two, and we went out there and we beat them. And then the next game I remember, we were playing the Minnesota Gophers. I mean, that's just kind of a scary name. But we were playing them. And this guy's the slowest guy on the team. And then you look up, he's running a 76-yard touchdown down the field. So the point that I'm making is he might not have been the best athlete. He might not have been the fastest guy, but he was a winner at everything that he did.
So kind of like a Dave Craig.
Dave Craig, he looked awful in his uniform, man. It was the worst. Dave Craig, he wasn't athletic, but he was very, very smart. He understood the game. So, yeah, basically like Dave Craig.
As long as he hit you in stride, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. He never threw the ball to me. I mean, he would yell at me, but he never really threw the ball to me.
I'm still mad at him. You're mad at him. You know, we love you. And so I think one of the greatest plays you ever made was – it was 97, I think. Y'all are playing out in Arizona. And I think Steve hit you with – outran the entire state. And he hit you in stride.
Oh, my God.
And if anybody ever questioned Steve McNair throwing the deep ball, I mean, it was beautiful. And I think you caught it into the sun.
And I couldn't see. Actually, the funny part about it is I didn't know I caught the ball until it was actually in my stomach because I didn't know where the ball was. That's a great analysis because I didn't see it. I'm just running, and I didn't really know I had it until it was actually, you know, in my hand. So – you know, it's good to see him to make that pass. But there's another pass that I love. We were playing the New York Jets. It's raining cats and dogs. And I run an out and up, and he throws an 83-yard bomb in stride, touchdown. Let's go eat. I mean, he's a great long ball thrower.
Talking to Chris Sanders here on the program, down memory lane, which is always a lot of fun. Was it so Arizona? Would that have been at Sun Devil Stadium at that point in time?
That stadium was bad. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a good looking stadium. It was weird playing there because we went into the locker room and it was kind of like you were in a dungeon. I mean, I was kind of scared to get dressed, so I was hurried to kind of get out there and warm up. But yeah, it was a bad stadium.
Did you have a favorite place that you liked playing other than either the Astrodome or here?
I think the two best places that I ever played, number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my gosh. When I tell
Arrowhead,
you, just electric. And the one thing I love about Kansas City is when they sing the national anthem and they say the home of the and the whole stadium goes Chiefs. I mean, it's just unreal. And then the second was, I hate to say this, but the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens Stadium is a special place to play because every time they made a first down, it was like they were moving the chains and it was just and it was loud, so it was really, really cool.
As you look at the NFL playoffs, you know, we had the Commanders that are still alive, the Rams with a big upset over the Vikings, but then everything, you know, I would say the Texans might have been a little bit of one over the Chargers as they take on the Chiefs. But to me, Chris, the game of the weekend's the Ravens and the Bills.
What stands out
to you about that one?
Man, Derrick Henry. I mean, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson is playing at a totally different level. And here's what I love about Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. If they both complement each other, because if you try to stop the run, then you got Lamar's going to beat you with the pass and the run. And then when it's fourth and one or third and two, then they're just going to bloody your nose with a 21 personnel. And I just love what they're doing. I love that they can pass the ball. I love that they can run the ball. But then also, they're very, very physical. So you're watching this game. You're watching the Ravens go to the Bills. You got a defense that's playing okay. They're okay. But you got an offense that the Ravens, man, they're running downhill. So something's got to give. But in my mind, there's just something different that's going on with the Buffalo Bills, man. So I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win that game.
I got to bring up yet another Ohio State player, Terry McLaurin with the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you what. when they won Sunday night and they showed him on the sidelines, he had never won a playoff game.
Wow.
He'd never been in a playoff game. And he was all emotional. And I'm like, that's what football needs.
That's what it's all about.
They need that guy there to, who was like embracing the moment. Like, I get to go to the playoffs. And his interview afterwards was just remarkable. I mean, football needs guys like that who show emotion and who are invested, who love to be on their team and excited about what they're doing. I thought it was really cool. Then I found out he went to Ohio State, so I don't like him anymore.
but you know what? That's just the real part of the game because you work so hard to get to that position. I remember when it got emotional is when we went down to beat the Jaguars. And when we beat the Jaguars and we punched our ticket to go to the Super Bowl, when you watch the tears in Bud Adams' eyes, when you watch the tears in Floyd Reese's eyes, when you watch a Bruce Matthews that never cries have tears in his eyes, and you watch a Steve McNair, a Eddie George, you know, break down in tears because they accomplished their dream goal. So that's the realness of it. It's not that, oh, I'm just going to cry and, you know, sing Kumbaya. No, it's because you worked hard. You bled. You sweat. There were days you were going to quit, and all of a sudden you get in position to go to the Super Bowl. I'll never forget that moment. It was one of the – man, it's just unreal. It's unreal.
Yeah, for sure. Chris, always enjoy the conversations. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Man, love you, fellas. Peace out.
Yep, you too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. Joining us here on the show. All right, it is time. We need to load the lines up. 615-737-1025. If you want to attempt to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game, a Keith Urban bobblehead, and a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban live at Bridgestone Arena on October 17th, this is one prize package. You're going to have to work for it. 615-737-1025. You want me to reveal how we're going to do this or just load the lines up and
Load them up. But this is not easy.
It's not easy, and you better know Keith Urban is all I'm going to say. 615-737-1025. We will do that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel as we're at Kitchen Notes. Come by, get some breakfast. It is a wonderful place here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show live this morning at the Omni Nashville Hotel Kitchen Notes. Down for a second day in a row. If you come downtown, stop by Kitchen Notes for breakfast. It is so, so good. We're going to play our Keith Urban game here in just a second. Chase McCabe's out greeting the people out in the lobby here. He's a popular man. Nick Frazier, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Before we get to this Keith Urban thing, I read, do you know how old the oldest woman in the world is?
I'm going to go with an educated guess of 120.
124 years old. Allegedly, a woman in China is 124 years old, and then she eats porridge every day to maintain her keeping going, whatever. 124.
God bless her.
So that means she was born in 1901-ish or 1900 right in there?
She's right? Seen a lot. Yeah, I mean, she's seen a lot. She's seen a lot, Jeff. I just want to know, like, what the gist of porridge is. Is that just for bone structure to keep things going?
I don't know. Bone She's structure? 124 years old. That's the oldest woman in the world.
No Chase. Thanks for the
really?
Porridge.
Yeah. Chase is back. He's meeting and greeting people out in the lobby. You're a popular guy, buddy.
Should I say who I just saw?
Is it him? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pecorino. Just saw Pecker.
It's kind of cool, yeah. He's just a regular dude sitting at the table.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, it
Pecker.
Was funny. I walked back in, and he looked at me and was like, hey. And I was like, all right, Pecker. What's going on?
He's like, you look like Matthias Ekholm.
All right. It's time to give away this Keith Urban bobblehead package, I guess is the best way to put it. Two tickets to the game tomorrow. Two tickets to Keith Urban live at Bridgestone Arena on October 17th. We got loaded lines. This is what you have to do, though. I'm going to bring you up live on the air. Dr. Crane is going to play 5 to 6 seconds of a Keith Urban song backwards, and you have to tell us what song it is. I do not know what songs he has selected, so this is all on him. We're going to be guessing along with you. Dr. Crane, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris is first up. Chris. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Are you a Keith Urban fan?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay. All right. Well, this should be interesting then. Dr. Crane, take it away.
Oh, my God. Are you serious now? That's what I have to guess from?
That.
All right, let's just, we'll go with, I don't know, man. Days go by.
Incorrect.
Thanks for trying, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be tough.
You have a few different ones, right?
I do.
Okay. All right. Good. John is up next. John.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good.
All right. What's your confidence level in this right now?
Based on the first one, not too high.
Okay. We will give you the option. Do you want that song or a different song?
I'll try that song.
Okay. All right. Play it again, Dr. Crane. What do you think?
Blue?
Is that...
I need the full title here. What's he? Is it blue? What's blue? The sky?
No, I don't know.
There is more to the title.
Yeah, blue eyes. It's not blue eyes, but blue sky, blue something.
3, 2, 1. Final answer.
That's all I have. Blue. Sorry.
All right. We can't give it to you. It was close. Okay. Can't give it to
so
you.
So close.
Thank you, John. That's what I was thinking, that was the one it might be. Samuel.
Yes.
Samuel will try now. What's your confidence level in this, Samuel?
It went from a 10 to like a -5 after the first two.
Okay. All right. You want the same song or a different song?
I'm going to do the same song.
All right. Dr. Crane, play it again.
Good Lord.
You got a guess?
Is it Blue Ain't Your Color?
Bingo.
There we go. There we go. Samuel.
Well done.
Samuel gets it on the third try. All right, you're going to win a Keith Urban bobblehead, tickets to the Preds game tomorrow night, and tickets to see Keith Urban on Friday, October 17th at Bridgestone Arena. Not too shabby, huh?
Well done.
Not too shabby at all. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't hang up.
We'll put you on hold and get your information. Thank you all for trying. That was great. We hit loaded lines for this. A lot of people wanted to try. So I think we're going to have to do more of the backward song stuff. That was something that I came up with back when I was producing the old midday show, and I think even one of the morning shows. But
nice.
We may have even done it with you and Pogue.
It sounded like you cut Keith Urban off in traffic, and he's driving by you yelling at you. Like, you son of a... And then, you know, that's off. That was well done,
all right,
though.
Dr. Crane, will you play another one just to see if we can get it?
It's easy. That's the fighter.
Is that the fighter?
That is correct.
Oh, nice.
Let me give one more. Hang on.
All right. Waiting with anticipation. Oh, someone like you?
Bingo. Look at that. 2 for 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. We'll quit there because we got lucky.
Hey, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Correct.
But, yeah, look, if you're going to the game tomorrow night or if you're not, if you're looking for something to do, get tickets to the game because the Bobblehead Series, as the Preds celebrate Smashville's music roots all season long, the first 10,000 fans in attendance will get the Keith Urban Bobblehead. Plus, don't miss your chance to see Keith Urban at the game. He's going to do the national anthem, and he's going to perform on the band stage. The puck drop at 7 o'clock. So check that out. It's going to be really cool. Keith and Nicole are there all the time. So, but it's your opportunity to get a mini concert because he's going to play on the band stage. So really looking forward to that. And the Preds will look to make it 3 in a row going up against John Hines of the Minnesota Wild. And, look, the Wild have been playing well too. So I think it should be a really, really good game. Really liked how they played last night. UC Saros was unstoppable. I thought he looked really good last night. And then the Predators just battled and battled, tied it up, forced overtime, had a ton of chances in overtime, and then won it in the shootout. But tomorrow night will be a lot of fun. Coming up next, another team that's been playing well, the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee, their basketball team, the men's basketball team. We'll talk to Coach Nick McDevitt. Coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, we're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game, here at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes on this Friday. It's a beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee, downtown. Big weekend with the NFL playoffs. Obviously, the Preds are in action. Monday is Inauguration Day, also the National Championship. MLK Day. Is that right?
Yes, on Monday.
Yeah, MLK Day as well. So a lot going on.
Yes. It's funny because you had the run-in with Peck out there. You ever had a sports – I know we did the one day about the celebrity run-in, but you ever just do a double take through a restaurant like, hey, that's so-and-so?
Yeah, I mean, mine is will always be because of it was such a random place, Allen Iverson at Cherokee Casino, Cherokee, North Carolina. I'm like,
is was he a greeter?
No, he was sitting at the poker table.
Oh, he was there. Yeah. There. Okay, as a – okay, client, yeah. Whatever.
And I was with, you know, a guy's group, and Darren McFarland looks at me and goes, you see who's at the poker table? And I'm like, who? And I'm thinking, like, who, you know.
Pete Rose.
Like something like that. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that was honestly my thought. Like, oh, I could see Pete, you know, being here. And I look at him like, is that Allen Iverson?
I mean, how did you – I don't know if I'd recognize him or not.
Yeah, I did. And then I was walking up to the roulette table, and – he was walking up at the same time, and I was like, what's up, AI? He goes, what's up, man?
That's
like,
it.
Like, I'm putting down, like, pennies, you know, on the numbers. He's throwing, like, 50 bucks on each one.
I think he went broke. And, I don't know. All that. So, but he's, like,
he
six
had a
foot
deal,
tall.
He had a deal with Caesars, and that in Cherokee's a Caesar. Harrah's, that's a Caesar's property. And so he was there, and apparently they were telling us that he goes to a lot of the – he prefers to go to the smaller casinos. Like, he's been to Metropolis and because he's, you know, just going to kind of be left alone. Like, if he goes to Vegas, you know, there's obviously more.
How broke would you be if there was that here in Nashville?
Ooh. I'd like to think that I have self-control. Like, I do, and you know, like, when I go out to Vegas or, like, at sports betting or whatever, I do kind of have that filter. I don't know. I feel like if it was, readily available, I wouldn't go as much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I think that's why I like going to Vegas, because, like, it's an every now and then. And then it's, like, I go and I play blackjack and roulette, and like I have a good time,
right,
and I have my budget and stuff, and you know,
I'm expecting you to go to Vegas one time and call me and it's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, how's Vegas? You're like, I don't have my kidneys. can you come out and save me? It's like, oh yeah, I could do that. I'm glad it's not here.
Yeah,
just for my, because I know what I'm capable of.
It would be cool, but yeah, I mean, I think it will be. I think one day there will be a casino at the end of Broadway.
Do you know that the I was told this, the largest hotel in the world without a casino is Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
I believe it.
Largest hotel in the world without a casino. And it's attached to water. I mean, what's that whole water thing, right? It's got to be attached to water.
Yeah, on a river.
Something.
Yeah, like on a because rivers are federal property.
Okay.
And gambling is legal federally. But it's still up to the states.
Look at you, like a young Blair Durham.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, hypothetically, you could attach one to the Cumberland and it'd be fine.
Perfect.
We bring in Coach Nick McDevitt of the MTSU Blue Raiders. They are taking on Western Kentucky, the arch rival, coming up this weekend, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Murphy Center. Of course, you can hear that starting at 5:30 on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 and 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for having me.
Your basketball team, I mean, look, let's just talk about this game right off the bat. Is it fun for you as a coach because you know that this is the rivalry game? It's a big conference game. You obviously want that, but there's a little extra juice because there are 100 miles between these two schools.
There's no question about it. I mean, obviously our players know about the game, the fans know about the game and what it means, and I just think it's a fun one for our area as well. I think no matter, you know, where you're at, your rival games are the ones that particularly your fans circle on the calendar and the ones that mean the most and give you bragging rights at the office and around town. So this will be a fun one. They got a good ball club, so do we, and we'll have some fun tomorrow night.
You're 3-1 in the conference so far, riding a little momentum going into this. Do you as a coach look at it as momentum can carry from game to game, or does that not matter and it's more about what you do in the current game?
A little bit of both. You know, I think there is such a thing as having momentum and understanding what you're doing right now. Either it is working or it's not, and figure out the whys. Right now, we're playing well. We're playing well together. And we do have a little momentum, but that won't matter in tomorrow night's game if you don't keep doing what has gotten you to this point. You know, I think sometimes players and teams and programs, if you can stay focused and disciplined and continue doing the things that has given you success, then that success can continue. That doesn't mean you're going to win all your games, but you can continue to be successful. What happens sometimes is you start trying other things, and you know, that's when things go the wrong way, but our guys have done a pretty good job of that this year.
Talking MTSU head basketball coach Nick McDevitt. The Blue Raiders take on Western Kentucky, 6 p.m. at Murphy Center. We're going to pack that place tomorrow night with a lot of blue to make it loud. Coach, I know you don't control the schedule. You're playing really well. Come off that Jacksonville State game. Now you have a week off. Do you like that, or you just kind of deal with it?
Again, a little bit of both. You kind of like it because it gives you a chance at this portion of the season where some guys that may have a little – nicks and bruises and their legs are sore and those kind of things that give you a chance to recover. The difference, though, particularly with Conference USA league scheduling, is you don't have a scheduling advantage or disadvantage because with your travel partners, you're going to have the same look week in and week out as a lot of your opponents. And like for us, Western Kentucky is our travel partner. So when we go out west, we're playing New Mexico State. They're playing UTEP on a Thursday, and then we flip it on Saturday. But when you have the week where you're playing your travel partner, you're both off, obviously, on Thursday. So right now, this week, you know, we have a bye yesterday, but so did Western. So it's not like, you know, you've played three games this week and they've played one or vice versa. So you don't really have that scheduling advantage or disadvantage because they're doing the same thing you are.
How great would it be tomorrow night to run out on the court at Murphy Center to see that packed house and a lot of blue there tomorrow night supporting your guys?
Oh man, it's great. Our guys love playing here. You know, we've been fortunate over the last, you know, 4+ years. We're 13-1 here in our last 14 games and something like 47-9 or so in the last 4+ years. So our players love playing here and they love playing in front of our fans in a packed house. So, you know, having a big crowd and a loud environment just gives us that much more of a home court advantage. And, you know, our players love playing here at the Glass House, and it'd be great to see a lot of blue here tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. Coach, you're already starting to see a little separation within the conference, which, again, goes to the fact that this game tomorrow night versus Western is not only a fun game because it's a rivalry game, but this is a very important game.
It is an important game. You know, I think anytime you're playing your rival, just because of that, it's important. But also because of how tough it is to win, and particularly to win on the road in this league is hard. So it's important that you hold serve at home. Our teams as a collective in non-conference play, Conference USA was 55-6 in home games. And so it just lets you know how teams are holding serve at home and how hard it is to go into one of those environments and win. And so this place has got to be one of those environments. We were good in non-conference play. as I just mentioned, we've been good at league play at home. So it's important we hold serve because getting them on the road is difficult.
Coach Nick McDevitt of MTSU is here with us. And, you know, you've given us some great insight over the years on just kind of the landscape in college sports and how it's changed. How beneficial was the out-of-conference schedule for you all to kind of find your groove, get on the same page? Because, you know, the team changes every year with transfers, you know, coming in, coming out, all that stuff. So how beneficial was that to kind of have that under your belt before you got into conference play?
No, I think you make a great point. Our strength of schedule was the second toughest non-conference schedule in our league. And what it did was it gave us a chance to see we can go on the road and beat good teams. You know, we went to UAB and won. You know, we went down early in the season down to Abilene Christian out of the WAC as part of our WAC Conference USA Challenge. Won that game on the road. We were in tough MTE, a tough tournament, with Ohio, supposed to win the MAC, won that game. South Florida out of the American won that semifinal game, and then played Bradley, who's predicted to win the Missouri Valley in the championship game. Played Tennessee on the road. Those are games that your team, you really find out what you're capable of. Can you win on the road? Can you win three games in 3 days against tough opponents? And can you beat some of the best teams in the country? Obviously, when we went to Knoxville, playing at that time the number one team in the country, we were ahead at halftime. It's a 3-point game with about 7 or 8 to go. And as we told our guys, like, now you see when you get to the NCAA tournament just how good you have to play to advance, because we don't want to just get there. You know, you want to get there and win and get to the next round. And now you know what that competition looks like, what that environment's like, and how well you have to play in those kind of games. And right now, Conference USA is a league. You look at like KenPom rankings, we're one of the top 10 leagues in the country. We're actually 9th right now. The Atlantic 10 is 8, Conference USA 9, and the American is 10. And wow. So I think it just speaks to how good this league is. Obviously, there's been a ton of movement from conference to conference by a lot of athletic programs around the country. So perhaps some people in the mid-state aren't quite as familiar with Kennesaw and Jacksonville and Sam Houston and Mexico State as they were in the past with Old Dominion and UAB and some of the teams that have been our conference partners in the past. But that doesn't mean they're not really good programs and really good teams. And I think when you do a closer look at their records, their standings, their analytics, you'll find that this is a really, really tough league, and we're going to have to play well each and every night, including tomorrow night against Western.
Excellent point. Coach, we'll let you go. Are you superstitious at all?
Not overly. I won't say that I don't pay attention to routine and have things that I'm definitely going to do, but I'm not walking in and out of the same door every time I come in the building and making sure I eat the exact same meal at the exact same time every day. But there are, I think, you know, any athlete or any coach, or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people in business as well that have their routines that they like.
Well done.
Very. Hey, before we let you go, I know you're a big NASCAR fan. How excited are you for the Daytona 500?
Man, I saw the other day, I saw a tweet out that said that it's sold out already.
Yep.
So fired up to get them going again. We're looking forward to another NASCAR season.
It's going to be cool. And obviously the Super Speedway with the, you know, the race out there in May. I guess it's in May this year. That's going to be a lot of fun. They did. Coach, congratulations on the season to this point, and good luck tomorrow night against Western Kentucky. It's going to be a fun one for sure.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me this morning, and go Blue.
Absolutely.
Love
Coach Nick McDevitt, head coach of the Blue Raiders of MTSU, as they will take on Western Kentucky at the Murphy Center tomorrow night. Pregame coverage at 5:30 on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3, and the tip-off at 6 o'clock. Go check them out. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. It's Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's the Charles and Big Joseph Show here, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Engineer Sean kind of gave me a look on that one that caught him off guard. Dr. Crane back on the ones and twos. I feel like it's been a very busy week, and I feel like it's flown by.
I mean, 2 days ago, we were at the Golden Hall induction for the Predators. Yesterday, we were here.
Pekka's, you know, here eating breakfast.
Just hanging out, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he's listening to the show. That's why.
Of course, he has the earpiece, and his wife got mad at him.
Yeah, he's listening to the show. That's fine. But he's ready for this, just like everybody else is. What is it and celebrity birthdays?
All right, John, before we get to that, I'm curious, Chase, you ever thought about bringing back the show in like a different language, like Spanish or a German? Like,
I haven't, because I don't know how to speak any of those things.
That'd be pretty cool.
Bring it back to what?
Bring it back with like a Spanish introduction, like,
oh, like I, but like, yeah, I bring it back.
Yo
in?
Soy,
like,
Chase. Hola, yeah, exactly.
Buenos tardes. No, where do you come up with that question anyway?
It hit my brain. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I mean, look, I don't hate it. Let's see what Translate would do.
God, you text like a 15-year-old girl.
Your
fingers are flying.
Well, you know. Let's see. Why is this Russian? I don't want Russian.
Why not?
I mean, let's see. Bienvenido de nuevo al programa de Chase y Big Joe.
I like that.
There you go. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show.
And that's why my questions bring that, Joe. That's why.
That's right.
My bad, man.
That's okay. Hey, but we're starting off today's list with Ben Franklin Day.
I love Ben Franklin. I love when I have a lot of Ben Franklins in my pocket.
I know. Best president we ever had.
Yep. And there's y'all remember that scene in The Office? I can't remember.
He was never the president, Joe. That's what you'll get in a second.
Next we have his National Cable Car Day. So yeah, I think that's used more in the winter areas. But
Joe, you used to do a cable car tour, didn't you?
I did, before they tore up the tracks.
Yeah,
in 1964.
Well, next on we have his customer service day. I don't know how to respond to that. So next we have his customer service
Hold
day.
Hold on. All right, let me back up. The customer is not always right.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now.
Really not.
Whoever came up with the customer's always right was a bad boss. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fair. Next, we have his Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. So,
today is that day. So, all of you that have been going to the gym and, like, people that are regulars to the gym that are tired of the new people, you don't have to worry about it.
All right, you're all good now.
Yep.
And after that, we have Judgment Day. So, Judgment Day is today. Kid Inventors Day is next. So, if you have a kid out there that wants to be an engineer, give him some Legos. National Bootleggers Day. We got, you know, some history here in Tennessee. National Bootleggers Day.
It's how NASCAR started.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure is.
National Classy Day. Always keep it classy.
Always, buddy.
National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Sounds delicious.
Mm, that does sound good.
Mix it with some ice cream, maybe. Hot Chili Day. Hot Chili Heads Day. That's interesting, but not going to eat that. To wrap it up, we have Popeye the Sailor Day.
Oh, Popeye. You know, if Popeye came out today, he would eat keto, which makes me sad.
Spinach. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Good job, Dr. Crane. Now time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday, comedian Steve Harvey. How old is Steve Harvey?
63.
He wants this show, but 67.
68.
Wow.
That's right. He tried to steal our celebrity birthday segment. We said nope. 68.
That mustache is deceiving.
Well, he aged well.
Next is the very funny Jim Carrey. How old is Jim Carrey?
60.
64.
63.
Wow.
God, that makes me feel old. On down the line here. Former First Lady Michelle Obama. Today's her birthday. You don't have all day. Let's go.
58.
57.
61 years old. On down the list here. See, I don't know who that is.
Did you know that one? Yeah.
Kid Rock. Today's Kid Rock's birthday.
Bob Ritchie.
Bob Ritchie.
He is.
Quit looking at him.
I'm going to say 52.
56.
Oh, he's 54. That's a push. Right in the middle. Actress Zoe Deschanel.
New Girl. 47.
42.
45. Chase on the board. All 2-1 now. Talk show host Mari Povich.
76.
70.
86 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah, no doubt, right? One of my favorite singers, Steve Earle. How old is Steve Earle?
Go to Copperhead Road.
Guitar Town.
Yeah. I saw him at the Opry. 74.
78.
70. Singer Paul Young. Every time we say goodbye.
64.
65.
69. Nice. My first crush in my entire life, the lead singer of the Bengals, Susanna Hoffs. God, she's still beautiful.
62.
71.
66. You guys are terrible today.
You're terrible.
Terrible.
Screw you.
Singer Ray J.
Was that the Simpsons reference, you can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay? Or
that was actually a comedian in the 70s who would do that. But that's
I don't know. 58.
54.
44.
Jesus.
Four sports birthdays to finish it off. Chili Davis, former Major League Baseball player Chili Davis.
57.
60.
65. Hockey player Jeremy Roenick.
Jeremy Roenick?
Roenick. Roenick. Hal Roenick.
53.
47.
55. We're tied at 2. Dwayne Wade.
46.
44.
43. It's 3-2. We have one final birthday. I'm excited for this. For the win. How old and happy birthday to our very own Derek Mason, who's coming on from 11 o'clock to 2 on DVD. How old is Derek Mason? Jason McCabe, you better get this right because he's one of your employees.
Happy 50th birthday to Derek Mason.
Happy 51st birthday to Derek Mason.
Oh, he is 51 years old today. Well done. Happy birthday, D-Mace.
Oh, man. He just walked in, too.
You watch him on the
screen? Hang on. Did he tell you?
No, he did not. I promise. I can put him on the mic and clarify.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Derek. We love you, brother.
He says thank you, and he says you knew it. It was in there. You knew it.
I know. I couldn't. I was like,
is that close?
Yeah, we were close. That's going to do it for us. Had a great week. Have a safe weekend.
Yeah, as we leave our show every day to our guys out there, you made it through the week. You made it through the week, and we're really proud of you. You're doing great. If you need to talk to somebody on your cell phone, you can dial 988 or you can text 988 to talk to somebody. Before you do anything, please talk to someone. We are always here for you. We love talking to you guys in 24 that reached out to us. Know that we love you, that you're going to be okay. And more importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, birthday boy, D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Coming up next, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.